This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. This last weekend, Taylor Mack, the fabulous drag performer and all-around theater genius, returned to the Center of the Art of Performance at UCLA with a holiday show, Taylor Mack's Holiday Sauce. Lucky Angelinos got to see all or part of Taylor Mack's extraordinary 24-decade history of popular music, also courtesy of CAP UCLA. But instead of being presented at the heart of UCLA's campus in Royce Hall like the current offering, the 24-hour show last spring happened in the wonderfully grungy and funky theater at the Ace Hotel. Time and space made all the difference. It's hardly fair to compare a 24-hour master overload that was created over the course of 8 years with a 2-hour holiday show. And that's not really my point. One was a rigorous, complicated masterpiece. The other was a fun holiday show. What is meaningful and so often overlooked is how much of a difference venue can make. We often think simply in terms of size, the intimacy of a small theater versus the grandeur of 2,000 seats. But the very character of the theater itself makes a difference. Where the theater at the Ace Hotel felt like the ideal, oddly historic venue for a queer reimagining and reconstruction of American history, Royce Hall feels like the main revered performance hall of a major university. Taylor Mack's subversion of the dominant narrative around the holidays felt like an uncomfortable juxtaposition of place and art. Conceptually, it's brilliant to see art challenging norms at the center of a public university, but theatrically, the 2-hour show couldn't bridge the gap. It felt a little too polite. The vibe of the space didn't match the tenor of the show. It's this tension and the challenge of Royce Hall as the primary venue for CAP UCLA's executive artistic director, Christy Edmonds, that has me so excited about the Nimoy Theater. What's the Nimoy Theater? The Nimoy was announced earlier this fall and is UCLA CAP's conversion of the old Crest Theater on Westwood Boulevard into a new performance space, made possible in part by a donation from Susan Bay Nimoy to honor her late husband, Leonard Nimoy. While Taylor Mack deserves a place at the center of a public university, daring art needs a welcoming home. For all its grandeur, Royce Hall isn't that. Even the most dynamic performance feels over there rather than right here. The massive volume above the audience and the oddly distant balcony of Royce may create room for scholarly contemplation, but fail to embrace a work of art with an eager public. Surely the goal of any performance space. My hope is that the Nimoy will provide the Center for the Art of Performance with several key ingredients to extend their programming. First, it breaks the edge of campus and brings the art out into the city. Second, a more intimate size should offer a little more programming flexibility that allows artists more room to challenge an audience. And third, it'll be a space renovated to match the program's aesthetic, which is crucial. The only downside? We have to wait at least 2 years to sit in the Nimoy. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.